Okay, let us continue with Hilchas Yom Tov, page 208, Siman Tov Tzadik Zayin Seif Gimel. I want to share with you a very long Lomdei Mishnah Berurah tonight, before we proceed with Siman Daled and Hey. It's a very, very long Lomdei Mishnah Berurah, I love it. It gives us so much insight, so much knowledge to think about. Amazing, a really amazing Mishnah Berurah. We've got over here a halacha which we discussed yesterday. Let me briefly go over it before we delve into the Mishnah Berurah. So we learned, top of the page, Afilu Safek Tzeda Osu, we learned that everything which is caught and trapped, you may not benefit on Yom Tov. So Afilu Safek Tzeda Osu, even if it is just a Safek, it's nevertheless going to be Osu. You're not allowed to trap, but even if it's once it's trapped, you're not allowed to benefit from it, even if it was a suffix as to whether it was caught on Yom Tov or not. Such as, if you've got a trap which was laid out before Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov you actually find an animal trapped in there, you want to shecht it out, you cannot. Because it may have been caught on Yom Tov, therefore you may not benefit from it. It was maybe trapped on Yom Tov. You cannot benefit from it. Unless you know for a fact it was actually trapped before Yom Tov. Alright, that's what we need to know for this fascinating Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah asks a question. We learned that if an animal was trapped on Yom Tov, you may not use it, even if you're not sure. If you know it was trapped before Yom Tov, you can enjoy it. If you know it was trapped on Yom Tov, you may not use it. But our Shulchan Aruch is teaching us the assert that even a suffix, even if you're not sure, you may not benefit and enjoy from the animal which perhaps was trapped on Yom Tov, perhaps it was trapped before Yom Tov, you may not. So says and teaches us the Shulchan Aruch, suffix tzeda is also. Suffix tzeda is also. This is what the Mishnah Berurah, what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us tonight. If you're not sure if it was trapped on Yom Tov or before Yom Tov, this suffix remains also. You may not benefit from the animal on Yom Tov. You've got to wait until after Yom Tov before you can use and enjoy it. So ask the Mishnah Berurah the following question. Hold on a sec. This is a of using and benefiting from a trapped animal on Yom Tov, is that a Torah Issa or a Derabonon Issa? What is it? But it's Echel Nefesh. So, do you remember Sif Gimel and Tov Tzadi Hei? We spoke about it 2 days ago as well. That it's only the Rabbanon because really it's Echel Nefesh. Chachomim asked it because it's one of those bulk Isurim. Yeah, indeed. Indeed. But according to you're right. You're quite right. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel. So, yes, but many of Poskim hold that it's the Rabbanon. So if it's the Rabbanon, the question is as follows. It's a Rabbanon to benefit from this trapped animal on Yom Tov. So if you're not sure if you are trapped on Yom Tov before Yom Tov, surely it should be a... let's call it a Suffolk Rabbanon. And if it's a Suffolk Rabbanon, surely it should be... Mutter. So how can it be that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if you have an animal, you're not sure it was trapped before Yom Tov, it was trapped on Yom Tov, you're not sure. So Shulchan Aruch tells us also you're not allowed to ask the Mishnah Berurah, but hold on a sec, it's a Suffolk Derabanan. How can the Shulchan Aruch say you're not allowed to benefit from it, don't enjoy this trapped animal, it's a Suffolk Derabanan. Perhaps it was trapped before Yom Tov and he will be alright. An amazing question. But Mishnah Berurah asked that question. And the Mishnah Berurah answers an even more fascinating answer. He says the concept of Dovashi Eishle Matirin. The concept of Dovashi Matirin is one of the main concepts and rules when it comes to the halachas of taruvos, and the rule is as follows: there is no rule of sofek derabonon lekula. We're not lenient. If this sofek is something which will naturally become permitted just with time, if you just have to wait and it's going to become muta, then we don't say sofek derabonon lekula. Just wait, be patient, and it'll be all right. Something which is a sofek, wait, and you'll be allowed to take it without any questions. Just wait. That's called dovo sheyesh lematirin, something which has a heter, a permission in future, naturally, just with giving it a bit of time. Here also, it's a dovo sheyesh lematirin, says the Mishneh Berurah. You're right, in principle it should be sofek derabonon, and it really, in theory, should be permitted. But it can't, we're not saying that it's permitted, because they wait until after Yom Tov, they'll be fine. So we don't say sofek derabonon lekula. Let's see this Mishneh Berurah inside. Sif Katan Zayin, second line. Ve'afel gav de lekama poiskim, and although according to many authorities, it could say the Yom Tov, and in the Torah, it's only rabbinical. Trapping in anim is only rabbinical. And Rabbi Tepper, you can see that he's pointing out your question, that it is not according to everybody at Torah, according to some it's derabonon. So he says, according to many authorities, it's Tereisa. Commercial Sassam Gamkin and Mechaba Simon Tov Sadi Yisuf Kibes. Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, we are not saying Sofek Darbon and Lekula. Mikol Mokim Mechmiru Kanafilu Besfeka. We are even forbidding it over here on a Sofek, on a doubt. Mishum Du Dovo Sheish Lamatir, because it's something which is going to have a natural permission with a bit of time in future. So just allow it. You can eat those trapped animals after Yom Tov. Give it a bit of time. So don't tell me, don't say that, because it's going to be a Dovah Sheish Lematirin, which is also. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says a philosophic tzedis also. I think it's a fascinating Mishneh Berurah over here, very long dish. And that leads us to Sif Dalet. Sofek Muchan Muta. Fourth line. Something which you're not sure if it's been prepared in advance or not, will be Muta B'Yom Tov Sheni on the second day Yom Tov. You're not sure if it's been set aside or not. You're not sure. Perhaps it was this one, perhaps it was the other one. That's Sofek Muchan. Sofek Muchan is Muta on a second day Yom Tov, not on the first day Yom Tov. Second day Yom Tov is fine. Why? Perhaps it's Muchan, perhaps it's not Muchan, perhaps his animal has been set aside, perhaps not. And additionally, it's a second day Yom Tov, and in Rabbi Feingold's word, it's a Shavuos to Shavuos. In other words, it's a Sfek Sfeika, and therefore, since it's a Sfek Sfeika on Yom Tov Sheni, we're Matir. Sif Hei. By the way, the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph tells us there's many machmirim, and he says that it's not really a sfek sfeika, and we're machmir with regards to sofek muchon. That's Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph.
What does it mean sofek muchon?
You're not sure if it's been set aside. You're not sure if it's been set aside.
We must know if he set it aside or not. He did it himself.
No, you don't recognize it. You're confusing.
Someone else set it aside.
No, you're not sure. It could be two chickens. You're not sure anymore if it was this one or that one. They look too similar.
What's Yom Tov Sheni got to do with it then?
Because we're only matir on Yom Tov Sheni. Because it's Yom Tov Sheni is a sofik as to whether it's Yom Tov. First day is certainly also. Sofik Muchan is also on first day. But second day it's a sofik, Muchan, sofik Einu Muchan. And it could be the second day is not Yom Tov at all. So it's a Sfek Sveika. I know what's bothering you. Pardon?
Could be the first day is not Yom Tov.
Very good, very good. So that's what the Mishneh Berurah points out. The Mishneh Berurah says that, you're right, and that's what the Mishneh Berurah Maaseh asks us. He says, you've got to be consistent over here. Don't tell me second day, it doesn't make sense. So he says, furthermore, he says that nowadays, is the second day considered a Sofek or not? Do we look at the second day being a Sofek? We don't. We don't look at a second day Yom Tov anymore as a sofek. We don't. As Mishnah, let's read the Mishneh Berurah's words. So thank you very much, Gideon, for pointing out. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. V'yesh cholkim, and some disagree, and they forbid the Sfek Sveika on the second day. We hold that second Yom Tov is not Sofek. We don't hold that a second Yom Tov perhaps is weekday. We don't say that. Because we are Boki, we are experts. We know exactly. We know the second Yom Tov is really, 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 it's not a Yom Tov. For Yoidimon, we actually know with confidence that a second Yom Tov is a weekday. Ella only, we keep and we stick to the custom of our forefathers, and it's a Yom Tov on a rabbinical level. There's only one suffix, and therefore, subsequently, also, it's forbidden, it remains also. As we learned in Siv Gimel 2. We've got to be stringent like this opinion. Unless it's a very great monetary loss. So yes, the beginning is quite right. We don't look at the second day Yom Tov being a Sfek Sveker, Sofek Mukhan, and Sofek, even if it's Mukhan, it could be Sfek Sveker because of Sofek Chol, Sofek Yom Tov. We look at a second day being a Vaday Rabbanon, and therefore it's not a Sfek Sveker, and we've got to ask it according to the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Hei. What happens if there's an amasamayim, there's a water, and you're closing it off, there's a water source, and you're closing there's a water flow and you are making a
damming it?
Yeah, exactly, that's it, the dam. You're making a dam on both sides to close off the water. Thank you very much. You're making a dam and its entrance and a dam by its exit. So im socha amas hamayim beknisa v'yetzia, if you have made a dam at the beginning, at the exit and at the entrance of this waters, me'erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov came in, muta likach memenu dogim b'Yom Tov, and there's fish within that water, you may take the fish from that water. You found some nice fish in there. You're allowed to take it. Why? Because they're considered trapped. Me'acha, since shamas hamayim, the water, hitzora, is narrow, ve'einu nichol neshomet, and they're trapped, they cannot escape. So, what we're learning now is in terms of the halacha of tzod, it's going back to the early discussions which we've had already. What is considered trapping on Shabbos and Yom Tov? What's considered trapped? So, we learned that if something is already trapped, then you can trap it further. If something is trapped already, or something is confined already, something has got restricted movements already, and it's already in a confined area, then that is considered nitzed already. Therefore, you'd have to take it out from there. Consequently, if you've got a water, let's say it's a river, let's say it's a bit of a pond, let's say it's a wood, and you're locking it on both sides, and you find fish within it, you'd have to actually take the fish there. Why you'd have to take the fish? Because they're considered trapped already. Why are they trapped? Because before Yom Tov, you dammed it on both sides. So therefore, it's considered trapped. That's what the brackets that we are adding. That's only since it's and the area is narrow and they cannot escape. That's why it's fine. So that's all in terms of Tzeda. But we learned, you always have got to look at two things. One is the melacha of Tzeda, and then you've got to look at something else too. What is the other thing we've got to look at?
Muktzah.
That's right, Muktzah, very good. And here comes the Mishnah Berurah, just right, following into what Rabbi Kagan says, if God, gimel mutalikach, u'muktzah, what about Muktzah? So I understand those fish are not considered a problem of tzeda because they are trapped already. I understand, but we still have got to look at the halachas of muktzah. For muktzah ain't come, but why is it a muktzah? How come I can take those fish? There should be muktzah. They have not been set aside. So he says, no. They have been set aside. They are not mukta. Because the Maisa Zechira, Choshev Kmoyshe Hizmin, Dogin Yiduim. Since I dammed it, and I barricaded it on both sides, and I've confined the area within, Hamei, so therefore it's considered as if I've actually set those fish aside. They're already considered designated, they're already considered specified, they're already considered set aside for me to consume them on Yom Tov. They are no mukta, therefore. It's true, I don't know even how many fish there is inside it. I don't know which fish are inside it. I don't know what color, I don't know what type, I don't know how big, I don't know how many, I don't really know. But so it's quite vague. My knowledge of those fish is pretty vague. But it's still set aside because I put those two dams, and I therefore confined the area. So not only they are considered trapped already, but they're actually considered already set aside for consumption. So says the Mishneh Berurah. It's a chiddush. I think it's a very big chiddush because it's very. I think it's quite vague. I think it's a bit unspecified and not very specific, but nevertheless, this is considered sufficient designation, sufficient, I don't know what the word is, it's called sufficient confinement to be considered non-mukta. Okay. Sivov, top line, avozim, geese, v'tayne goylim and chickens, v'yoinim and pigeons, shebevais, which are in the house, oy shebechotze, or in the courtyard, ho'omdim la'achli, which have been designated for human consumption. I've chosen those geese, I want to have you on Yom Tov. I've chosen that chicken, I want to eat you on Yom Tov. Or that yoino, which is whether it's in the house, whether it's in the courtyard, that have been designated and set aside for eating. Muta letzudon, I'm allowed to trap them. They need no further zimun. They need no further designation. Why? Why is that good enough? Why is it good enough to look at this? Why is it that the random chickens which are running around my back garden, why is it that I don't have to designate them for consumption? Why are they not mukta? Surely, without designation, they should be mukta. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the answer is, says the Mishneh Berurah, that in Sivkom Tezvav, Shebevais, Rotzelem, Shegdelim Bevais. These are your chickens that you have in your house. I mean, this is quite normal. You're going to end up eating. They're meant for eating. They're meant for. That's what they're here for. You don't have to designate them further. That's what they're here for. They've already fully been designated for consumption. So that's in terms of mukta. They're not mukta. What about tzot? What about trapping? Why is it not tzot? Absolutely, they're completely trapped already. They're not going to go anywhere. They're not going anywhere. In fact, when it gets dark in the evening, they're going to naturally going to go back into their cages. They are totally trapped, and there are no issa of trapping them further. So there's no tzot and there's no mukta. So again, the geese, the pigeons, the chickens that you have in your house in your back garden, you can just shech them and enjoy them because they've been already fully. There's no tzedah. And there's no mukta because they're ready for that. They're meant for that. Yeah. Okay, Abayisai, just to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned about the Mishnah Berurah, the fascinating Mishnah Berurah. That Sofek Tzeda, don't tell me it's Mutter because of Sofek Darbonon. No, it's not Sofek Darbonon. It's Tovor Sheyesh Lematirin. It's something which is going to be Mutter after Yom Tov. Therefore, we don't say Sofek Darbonon Lekulen. Consequently, it's going to be also Darbonon. And it's not, so we don't say Sofek Darbonon. We learned that a Sofek Mochon on the second day Yom Tov is a Konosh Luchon Och Mutter because of Sofek Sveker. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees and he says it's not a Sfek Sfeker. Second day is not a Sofek, it's a Vadai. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is Choylek on the Shulchan Aruch and forbids Sofek Mochon on second day Yom Tov. We learned about these water dams, that you dam the entrance and the exit of the water. You can take the fish from there, they're considered trapped, both from the point of, both from the issue of Tzedah, it's fine, they're considered trapped already. And additionally also, the mukta element is also fine because they have been set aside for consumption by making those dams. Finally, we learned that geese, chickens and pigeons, which are completely domesticated, that's the word I was looking for, domesticated, and they are here fully for consumption, you don't have to worry about tzot, they are trapped already, no problem of taking them, they are completely trapped already. And also in terms of mukta, they are no mukta because they are here for that. They've been totally designated for you to enjoy them. Therefore, there's no tzot and there's no mukta. And hence, they'll be permitted to eat without further zimun or designation. Okay. I wish you a very pleasant evening.